Well, always exciting to speak to our next guest. I have nothing but admiration and respect for the legend. Not just Detroit Lions legend. He's the legend, period. But Detroit Lions legend, co-host of Sports Wrap with Lomas Brown and Anthony Bellino, weeknights at 6 o'clock, color analyst for the Detroit Lions Radio Network, and host of the Lomas Brown Golf Classic, or I like to say Lomas Brown Jr. Golf Classic. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Lomas Brown Jr. is on the line. What a pleasure it is, my friend.
Oh, my God, man. I'm telling you, man, the highlight of my day, W, legend, is to talk to you, man. I just love you to pieces.
Well, you're very kind. You're very sweet. I'm going to ask you about your golf tournament coming up. It's a big deal. I'm very proud of you taking it over and running with it beautifully, raising $268,700 to directly support children in our communities. When you took it over for the first one, now we've got the second one. It's going to be bigger, better than ever. But I want to ask you, as an athlete, how great did it feel to watch the American women and men win gold medals for America on the ice? How great was that for you?
I'm still beaming. I am. I mean, it's Tuesday, and I'm still on an emotional high off of that game. Both games were awesome, and legend. The great part about it, did you see how Michigan led both men? And it was a Michigan connection in both games. It made us so proud to be back here in Michigan. And, you know, I just feel so proud as a U.S. citizen, to be involved with this great country and be involved in this is such a great event. It's been 40-some-odd years. We were able to bring that gold medal back home in hockey. And like I say, man, the proudest part was how Michigan, our Michigan natives, played such a big part in both the women and the men's gold medals.
Absolutely right. Well put. I'm not surprised. Lomas Brown Jr. tells it like it is from the heart, still feeling it. Most of us still are. And some of us, I'm not going to drag Lomas into this, but the people that are trying to make this political and criticize them for accepting a trip to be in Washington at the State of the Union address, I want their names. I want to broadcast their names on the radio, because that is disgusting, and that is as un-American as anything that these wayward leftists are doing in this country to screw it up.
Ugh,
get me started. Anyway.
Legend, that's why I stay off of social media, because you could do something good, but somebody's going to find something negative about the good that you're doing. And it's a shame. It really is, because they deserve all the accolades, all the flowers they can get because of the hard work. Think about this. It hadn't been a year. This has been a couple of years of preparation for all these athletes to get themselves prepared to go and play in these games. And for people to poo-poo that or bring politics into it when it shouldn't be about that, I mean, it's a disservice to the players, the athletes that put their heart, sweat, tears into the games that they participated in. So I'm with you 110% on that.
And there you hear it, my friends, from somebody who's been there. He's won the Super Bowl. He's put the heart, the sweat, the blood, the tears. I don't think you ever had your teeth knocked out. I hope not. But that's why you chose football. You said, I'm not going to play hockey. They get their teeth knocked out.
Those guys are crazy, W. It's no way I'd have got my chiclets knocked out and still been skating like that young man was. And he got the winning goal without any teeth. But, man, there's no way. I think they would have had to come get me off the ice.
Well, let me tell you something. Somebody, and I can't find it because I'm so inept on my phone, but I saved it. Somebody sent me a big NBA player. First, they showed Jack getting his teeth knocked out, getting up off the ice and skating, still staying. They showed an NBA player who got his finger hurt. He goes, oh, and he grabbed his finger, and he's out for, like, weeks. He's making $50 million a year to play the game.
Yeah.
It's
hey,
like,
look, W,
are you kidding me?
Legend, we've always kind of picked at those NBA players because we always thought they were a little soft. you know, and everything. And now it's just personified how soft they are when you talk about a finger compared to getting your teeth knocked out.
That's absolutely right. I love you, Lomas. You're absolutely right again and again. All right, let's talk about this wonderful thing. You were kind enough when it was time for me to walk away from that wonderful golf outing, and I loved it for 21 years, but I was done. I was spent. I need to spend more time with my family. You know, you found out how much time it takes to throw a successful golf tournament. You did it last year for your first one, and now the second one is coming up. The fabulous Lomas Brown Jr. Golf Classic. You go to lomasbrowngolfclassic.com and get more information. It's July 13th at the fabulous Country Club of Detroit, benefiting your foundation. Tell us more. What else do we need to know?
Yeah, well, first of all, I just want to thank you for the legacy that you left. I mean, it was so important what you did, how you set the legacy and everything. And it was just easy for me to follow that because of what you had done, Legend. So I just want to thank you for what you've done. And, you know, things are moving along really, really well with the golf outing. As you know, the sponsors, especially the corporate sponsors, they play a big part in doing this and being a part of that. So I just want to thank you for, you know, like I said, your legacy, what you did, the money that you raised to help our kids in Southeast Michigan. And it was just an honor for me to take this over and try to keep the train moving ahead because of what you've done, W. So I think you deserve a lot of credit for this. And I'm just trying to live in your footsteps, my good
folks,
man.
This is going to be another great event and at a fabulous country club, the Country Club of Detroit. What a great golf course. It's July 13th, and Lomas is looking for sponsors first. That's what he needs to line up this far in advance. He needs sponsorship. So if you're a manager, if you're an owner, if you have anything to do with a business, you can benefit from being a part of this. Go to lomasbrowngolfclassic.com, find out the information, follow whatever links they have, get in touch with them, and become a sponsor of what is a fabulous event. That's going to raise a lot of money to help a lot of people in Lomas's foundation. Now, are you excited about going to Munich, Germany with the Lions?
I am. I am. I'm going to work on a couple of Dutch, German fans because I kind of want to blend in. So I'm going to work on my German a little bit. But I am excited to get over there. I've never been over there. So that's part of my excitement. I'm excited to see Amon-Ra. I'm excited to see
his
him
mom,
in that
his mom. That's yes. It's around the area where his mom is from.
Yes, man. That has to be a thrill for him. Always remember when I would go back to Miami and we would play games in Miami where I'm from, how excited I got about that. So I know he has to be excited about getting the opportunity to go over to Germany, like you say, around where his mom and his family is, and play a game. And, you know, I'm looking forward to this next football season. When you start hearing about where you could possibly play at, when that starts leaking out, that lets you know, man, it won't be long before the football season is here and upon us again. So I'm definitely looking forward to that trip over across the pond.
All right. Very good. We'll look forward to talking to you when you're over there. And again, folks, be a part of the Lomas Brown Golf Classic.
Yeah.
That's coming up July 13th at the fabulous Country Club of Detroit, benefiting the Lomas Brown Jr. Foundation. Become a sponsor. And WJR is once again embracing Lomas and embracing this event by being the presenting sponsor. We want you to be a part of it. Go to lomasbrowngolfclassic.com. And join us. Thank you so much, Lomas.
I love you, Legend.
I love you, Legend, and I always will. We continue In Focus on WJR.